When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 81 of Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. My name is Alex.
I'm Christine, and I am ready to talk about adventure parks in Puerto Rico.
Good old American Puerto Rico.
We went there once. I know we said that at the end of last episode, but we did go to a bioluminescent adventure, whatever that was. and it was lovely, and we ate plantains. So
what she's saying is we're experts, and all of our opinions are not actual opinions. They are facts that we're revealing to you today.
Thank you. See, he can always read my mind. Yes, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Do we have any updates, or are we just going to get into it?
Well, we did Jackbox games. I don't think we've talked about that yet.
Yes, we didn't talk about. We talked about how we were going to do it. And we had a blast, and it was super fun. We played with a bunch of different people. All our patrons got to participate and play along, and there were a lot of people in the audience who kind of got to submit their own stuff in the game. If you don't know what it is, Jackbox games are like interactive games.
Like it's like interactive like party games,
yeah,
that you can play from anywhere,
from afar. Had so much fun. I want to do it again at some point. How much money did we raise?
$1,500 for Color of Change, and that was huge. So thank you everyone who participated, who hung out, who chatted, who donated. It was an incredible time. And we'll do it again.
Honestly, I hadn't laughed that hard in a long time, so I do want to do it again at some point, and I'm sure we will. So,
and we are going to be doing something else on stream, most likely within the next few weeks, involving my hair. So
and we'll be raising money.
We're not sure for what yet, but if you want some more hair content from us, because you love the bowl cut video.
If you miss the bowl cut as much as I miss the bowl cut, then you will be very excited for this new up and coming video.
It will be live stream hair stuff.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that.
Well, let's just leave it at that.
And now, shall we get into it?
Please.
I'll get us started. I've got one of my favorite kind of reviews. This is of Toro Verde Adventure Park in Puerto Rico. This is by Julian. 1 star. Great service. Super fun. I loved it. 5 stars. Smiley face. End of review.
How many stars was that?
1 star. It's so dumb. These are so dumb. I know I always use these, and they're so dumb and not even like
funny.
Sometimes
I can get it
if it's
like 4 and they misclicked it, but 1 is pretty fucking bad.
And I've like stopped using the ones where they say 1 star, but give 1 star and then say positive things. But this time, they literally explicitly said 5 stars and left 1 star.
That's so sad.
And you know how the company, the owner, usually says like, hey, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, maybe you want to, I don't think that's what that phrase is for, you want to update your review so it actually is 5 stars? This time they just said like, we're so glad you had an excellent time, thanks for your kind comments.
They were like, we've tried that tactic, it doesn't work. Yeah. You just gotta lean into it.
It honestly earned my respect. I was like, okay. Aww. I kind of like that they just were positive despite the fact that they were just received a 1-star review.
I'm pretty sure that they're just playing mind games, but you know.
It's working on me.
It's working. Well, I actually went to the exact same place to start, and it's the Toro Verde Adrenaline and Extreme Tours Zipline and Aerial Adventure Parks.
Jeez, I did not see that title.
That was on a TripAdvisor. And this place stresses me out because it's a lot of zip lining, people questioning the caliber of the equipment, which I'm sure is fine, but just reading about people's concerns about the dangers of plummeting to your death makes me a little bit anxious.
I feel like people wanted, I mean, you could, it's one of those situations where you can't make anyone happy because you had some people complaining about the lack of safety and the other people were complaining about too much safety.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
It drove me crazy.
That's true, because some people were like, yeah, they wouldn't let my 5-year-old go on it by himself. And then I was like, wait a second. That seems like a terrible idea. It's like the longest zip line in the country or in the world, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have 1 star by Neil. Neil says, what gives? Rented car to drive here, which was nerve-wracking due to narrow roads. We set appointment for 1 p.m., and when we got to the roof at 12:45, they said they ran out of equipment. Finally, at 4 p.m., we zipped down 3 hours later, and then we had to wait over 30 minutes for a truck to come pick us up. Unbelievable. I left at 4:55 p.m. and was almost run off all the narrow roads like a dozen times on the way back to San Juan. If you're a celebrity like Jimmy Fallon, you'll be fine.
Review. Okay, first of all, the roads and the driving is not the fault of the park.
That was what got me first. And then I will say I abridged this to like an eighth of its initial review. And all that was in the middle was just like, and then at 4:10 p.m., they said we had to wait another 15 minutes.
Oh, I thought it'd be Jimmy Fallon like fanfic in the middle or something.
Jimmy Fallon came ziplining through. No, that Jimmy Fallon line just got me good because I was like, wait, hold on. Why? What?
I mean, I guess because he doesn't have to wait in line.
I guess, but like, why is the only celebrity you can think of?
It's very specific. What if he's actually been there? What if like,
oh, maybe.
Maybe he did a video there or something. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know Jimmy Fallon's life, though. Apparently this guy does, or this whoever that was.
This is actually Johnny Fallon, Jimmy's brother. And he's like, everywhere I go, I get worse service than my older brother. It's so unfair. I'm not a celebrity like he is.
That's kind of like your life.
Oh, yeah, I know. Every time I go ziplining, it's like,
I was there the week before.
Yeah, you were there. You were always service. There before me, and you set the bar too high, and then I plummet.
Speaking of that, it sounds like high school, except reversed. Except
the reverse of the reverse.
Except we had, the reverse of the reverse.
I set a very low bar. I did go ahead of you, but I set a low bar, is what you're saying, yeah.
Well, except for when we took that stats class together.
I did get a much better grade. To be fair, I was 2 years older than you, but I did get a better grade.
I had one quarter where I had my worst grade I've ever had in high school.
That was stats?
Yep.
I did pretty well in stats, as you know.
And then I got an A in the final quarter.
A poor man, Al Sagal.
Oh, good old Al.
He was not a fan of, like, most of us, for good reason. Anyway, your turn.
What was it? Someone emailed us that they like our tangents about.
I saw that. I was like, bullshit. Nobody likes that.
I think that one doesn't count, though. That
was not even anything interesting.
Even
oh my God.
Okay. Woof. Okay. Let's keep going. This is another one of Toro Verde Adventure Park. This is by
Jimmy Fallon? Oh, never mind. I thought it was Jimmy Fallon.
Using a pseudonym, it's Just Enjoy Life.
Oh, that
is the name of the reviewer.
Yeah, that would be something he would say.
Yeah, this is a 2-star review. Nice place to go ziplining. Hope you have a good life insurance. End of review.
Oh my God! Because I'm going to murder you and take it all.
Yeah, I'm gonna because they just messed with the equipment before they left.
All the carabiners have been unhooked
and gnawed at.
And
that's what I'm picturing.
Gnawed at,
like a beaver.
Yeah, Just Enjoy Life. Just likes to run around chewing on good hardy equipment, so it fails.
Oh yeah.
The sentence I just said, really, I wish I had never said. I didn't see my life going down this path, and here we are. Okay. Excuse me.
Don't you hate when thousands of people listen to what you say, and then you say that?
Correct. That's precisely my problem. Yeah, that's precisely my problem. Mm-hmm. I don't know who gave me this platform, but they made a big mistake. Really. Huge.
Huge.
Okay, this is a 1-star review of the same place by Mia. Super expensive and didn't get the expected experience. We were nowhere near the 95 mile per hour advertised speed. It was less than half of that. Also, on their website, they promised a flight certificate and a pilot license, which we didn't get either. End of review.
Is that a joke?
I think someone was on the wrong website.
Wait, what did you expect?
A pilot license. Can you imagine?
This ziplining experience earned me my pilot's license. So wait, what?
It's like leaving the country in this case, but it's like one of those scenarios where people say like, oh yeah, he got his license out of the country because they had different requirements. They like go ziplining in Puerto Rico to get their pilot's license so that they... So insane. It's
like in Community when Jeff's like, I got my law degree from Columbia and now I have to get one from the United States.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Yes. So apparently Mia was extremely disappointed that A, she didn't go 95 miles per hour on a rope.
Which is not something you should want to do.
And also the pilot license and a flight certificate, which, no, not quite. No. I have a flight certificate.
You do.
Tim gave me for my birthday a trip. That's our stepdad. He gave me a flight. I got to fly a plane.
It was, I mean, can we have a moment of silence for the pilot?
He was suffering the whole time. I really don't like heights. I don't know what Tim was thinking, but I was very proud. I have my little certificate framed in my room at home, and proud of it. I'm gonna rub it in Mia's face, by the way.
You should. Stuck did it. You go 95 miles per hour?
I think we went like a little less than half, like Mia was saying. Going like 30 miles per hour.
Yeah. It was cool when the plane, which stayed on the ground most of the time, did that little hop.
We just rolled around.
Once you reached 45 miles per hour. And it slowed down from there.
All the cars were honking because we were going so slow.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Anyway. Okay, your turn.
My next one is of Altitude Trampoline Park, 1-star. Horrible place. Music too loud. It sounds like poop.
What?
I don't know.
The music sounds like poop?
That's what I wasn't sure about. I want to think that, like, the trampolines do.
Hmm.
Yeah. Which might be a bad sign for this reviewer.
I really sent my brain in the wrong direction for that. I want to reel it back in. I don't really...
What direction are you going, please?
How trampolines could sound like poop, the many ways.
Yeah. Well, those springs, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Nope. Trying to make a trampoline noise.
That sounds just like poop to me. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that one just kind of pushed me off a cliff and let me go.
That's why I picked it. Not because it was funny or good, but because I knew it would affect you negatively.
It really did. Normalize constipation 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm in agreement. Sorry, that's why I was silent there.
Oh, okay. I have a review of Karabali Rainforest Park. This is 2 stars by Gail. Went ATVing through Elegant Tour Company, bought a package through Costco. The ATV part of the tour was fun. Rode for a little bit, came to a river, and was able to jump off rocks and swim around in the pond area. When we came back, our guide collected items, however, didn't give specific instructions. My husband went over to the restaurant area, and I ended up ordering an appetizer to go. fried cheese. About 5 minutes.
Watching you read that and pause.
Okay, to be fair, there's at least 4 spaces, then a parenthesis. So I wanted to like give the right.
Yeah.
What's the word?
Denouement.
I wanted to give the right feel to it, I guess.
Yes, I felt it.
Good. I ended up ordering an appetizer to go. Fried cheese. About 5 minutes went by, and the tour leader of the ATV group came in and started yelling at me that I was not to order food. The van was waiting to take everyone back to the hotels. At no point was I ever instructed not to order food. I told the driver that I would leave without taking the food, and he said, "Well, too late now, you already ordered." The waitress brought my food out, and my husband started laughing. He said, "I told the tour guide to go in and yell at you about ordering food."
What?
Oh my god.
What a twist.
What a twist, right? My husband started laughing. He said, "I told the tour guide to go in and yell at you about ordering food." Here is the thing. I am all for a good joke, but at no time did the guide ever tell me it was a joke. This experience ruined my whole trip on the ATVs. I ended up very upset that no one said a word. ATV experience was okay. Swimming was great. Tour guide, not fun. End of review.
Literally, this tour guide and my husband had some fun, but this guy's not fun.
I was going to say, like, this poor tour guide was like, "I guess I have to do it because my client here wants me to do it and I'm hoping for a tip." And he says it'll be hilarious to yell at his wife. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why this is a tour guide's fault.
I don't know. As a tour guide, well, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't, if I were in that person's position, as in the tour guide's position, I don't know what the hell I would do. Like, I wouldn't want to say no. I'd be nervous about that. But at the same time, I don't want to, like, prank someone like that. And
no, and a lot of times, I will say, too, a lot of the reviews of this exact place said the tour guide's English was not their first language. And I'm like, so you're having this fucking guy, you're saying, go in there and scream at my wife. Like, that's insanity. And I like how the wife says, "I'm all about how hilarious that joke was." But the tour guide ruined the whole thing. I mean,
maybe blame your husband for this one, please.
What a nut job.
Please.
I feel like I couldn't go anywhere. Like, I'd be so anxious all the time if that guy were, like, looking for hilarious pranks to pull.
I know. That's terrible. That makes me anxious thinking about it. Like, well, I would not have handled
that
well.
She's like, "I'm going to go buy some fried cheese." And he's like, "I know just the thing to ruin her whole day."
Yeah, I love how, but everything was positive. It's just this one tour guide wasn't fun. Like, I don't know. It's so dumb.
Or he was fun. He agreed to do the stupid joke. Whatever.
Yeah, the husband needs to write his own review. That's the thing. The husband probably didn't write a review talking about how great the tour guide was.
I need to hear from all angles here.
We need the tour guide to write a review as well.
Correct.
I actually have one more of the same place.
Oh, yay.
Karabali Rainforest Park. This is a 1-star review. "Please be advised that on December 28th, 2018, I had the displeasure to meet one of the employees at Hacienda Karabali. This staff member, at the moment of the ATV orientation, observed me with my service dog on hand. Immediately, she assumed a unprofessional attitude and informed me that my service dog could not ride with me, even that I tried to explain what a service dog is for." So, this person wants to ride on the ATVs.
Oh, God.
With their service dog. They said no. And then they were like, "But I informed them what the service dog is for," which apparently is riding on ATVs. Well, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
"I did informed that he is a service dog that even traveled with me from New Jersey to allow me to ride. She did not even acknowledge my request and raised her tone of voice at me and told me, get out of the orientation area. I told her she had 2 choices. Either allowed me to ride or return my money back.
Or get bitten by my big service dog.
Or have both of us die. She once again, assuming an aggressive posture with a loud tone of voice, told me to get there and get your money. Please, if you are a tourist like I am and have disabilities possessing a service dog, stay away from this place. It is evident that she has not been trained to deal with these types of situations. It was a very negative experience for my family and I. Unfortunately, no action have been taken against the disrespectful employee. End of review.
So then I took my dog to the zip lining park and we went zip lining instead. I understand that a service dog is legally allowed to be where you are. I don't really understand the ATV thing. I'm just worried, since these ATVs that I read about from this place that you just covered, like, they fall into the mud and they get tipped over, and that's part of the experience, and you have to climb out of the mud and push them upright. I'm like, I don't blame them for not wanting your dog to be crushed under an ATV.
And they did respond and said, they said, "We are deeply sorry for your inconvenience. We strive and work hard to provide our guests with the greatest experience every day, and they are extremely valuable for Karabali. Unfortunately, it is very dangerous not only for the participant to ride with an animal on an ATV, but it also represents a risk for the animal and other riders. Our company policy does not allow riders to drive with animals on tours, including safety dogs, as it is dangerous for the animal and the driver. We understand that this could have caused a loss of control or may have endangered the safety of other guests." And then they went on to apologize for the lack of supposed lack of professionalism, etc. But
wow. But it's true. Like, I do wonder, in all seriousness, like, where that line kind of ends, or like where that line is drawn as far as how flexible that rule is, or how many places you can take your service animal.
Yeah,
I just wonder, out of sheer curiosity. I don't know.
I feel like it's something where, and I could be wrong, but an adventure park ATV tour should be allowed to say, "No, you cannot bring a service dog
for your own safety."
And the safety of others. Like, it's not a grocery store. It's not something where it's like, you know, like a normal everyday kind of thing that you would need to go to.
Right. I feel like this has like special rules, probably, because it's how they wouldn't allow
like a service dog on a roller coaster.
You know how, like, some places you can't go if you have like a heart monitor or you know, whatever. I feel like that's probably adds to the danger of this experience. I mean, can you imagine Gio on a fucking ATV ride? He would fall in the mud and then just lay there.
I also love, though, how they said they brought the service dog from all the way from New Jersey in order to do this ATV ride.
I thought that's what she said.
I don't think that's why you brought the service dog with you. I hope not, because that's just unreasonable, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I understand, like, that in most circumstances, I would be on this person's side, but I feel like this is just not one of them. Okay, cool. I have one. Let's see. Was that your last one?
Yeah. I have a redemption.
Okay. I have two more, if that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
This one's really short. So actually, can I just read my short one?
Like all of mine usually?
Yeah.
Let's read them both.
I'm going to read my short one and then my long one so that you can end with a redemption, because I think we need it.
Yeah.
Here's a 1-star review by Adam of that same place, Karabali Rainforest Park. "Workers are disrespectful morons with the IQ of a crab." End of review. I just really like
that. That's just mean to crabs. Come on. Like, okay, that is mean to the employees as well. But like, why would you pick a crab?
I just thought that was such a weird. And it was in the like not recommended. So I was like, someone went read that and went,
there you go.
I don't think this is a very helpful review. I beg to differ, but that's okay. Now this is This is the one. I'm ready. Are you ready?
Oh God, no. Wait, let me shift my seating. Okay, ready.
Okay, I believe that this 1-star review is also of the Toro Verde Adrenaline and Extreme Tour Zipline. I think I put them out of order. But yeah, so this is of Toro Verde Adrenaline and Extreme Tour Zipline and Aerial Adventure Parks. 1-star by Anne. "This park is unsafe except for people who already have prior ziplining experience. I tried the Beast the other day as my first ziplining experience ever, and let me tell you, it was awful. First of all, nobody explained to me that I would be flying 850 feet above the canopy. The tour guide at my hotel made it sound like the ziplining would be through the beautiful trees, not over them.
No, wait.
Through the trees.
How? Okay, it sounds... Wait, so are they saying it was, like, scarier above the trees?
Yeah, she says later she had a fear of heights.
Why would you...
She said that
the tour
guide...
sounds a lot
guide...
more dangerous through the trees
yes,
than
of course.
Over the trees.
She said that the tour guide made it sound like she got to fly through the trees of the jungle rather than, you know, above them.
Yeah.
But what made the experience particularly harrowing is that I got stuck in the middle of the zip line. The zip line.
Oh, God, that would be terrifying, though.
But it happened. Apparently, it happens all the time. They said, like, 30% of people end up getting stuck. I mean, again, that was just a review, so I don't know, like, the actual number.
Mm-hmm. Like, is it like you don't get have enough momentum or something?
I think
like, geez.
So, and I think so. And it's a mile long, so it's, like, it's I guess, it's, like, a literal mile long. I know, it's, like, the longest in, I want to say the country, but I don't know.
This all sounds like a terrible thing.
Correct. Correct. Okay. I got stuck in the middle of the zip line. The zip line is about 1 mile long. I literally got stuck halfway through. I was suspended 850 feet.
Sorry, I'm just picturing it. It sounds good.
I started laughing. Okay, you're going to hear the rest. And I literally had to ask Blaze, like, is this too mean? Because I could not stop laughing.
Oh,
and,
no.
Like, understandably, I would be terrified in this scenario. But somehow the way that she writes it is, like, very entertaining. I was suspended 850 feet above the canopy and was completely powerless. I was staring straight down at the tops of the trees, thinking my life was about to end.
Oh no.
About 5 minutes later, a park worker ziplined from the front of me down to where I was and told me to grab his feet. But I had been told, when the ride began, that I should use my hands to grip cords at my sides. I was scared that by removing my hands from my sides, I would plummet. I asked him if I should grab his feet with both hands, but since none of the workers there speak good English, I was not sure he understood me when he said yes. I took a chance, but mind you, at the time, I knew that if he did not understand, I would fall to my death. He pulled me to safety.
Okay, like, let's go from I was gonna fall to my death, he pulled me to safety. It's like, okay,
like, if he didn't understand English properly and used the word insane. Yes, without knowing what it meant. Oh my god. I did two more zip lines after that, which, by the way, what are you doing if you're plummeting to your death every 5 seconds? Okay,
she's like complaining, I could have died, and they're like, we can let you do it again for free. Fine
it's worth it. I did two more zip lines after that, but in both cases, the brake at the end smashed into my helmet, almost giving me a concussion.
Oh, that sounds like a pleasant experience, actually.
Very soft landing.
Nice cushion.
Oh my goodness, it's con and then cushion, C-U-S-H-I-O-N. Mm-hmm. And also, almost giving me a concussion is not anything. I'm sorry. There's
that's
a very specific medical rule of what a concussion is. And I believe almost a concussion, it doesn't really mean anything.
Checked all the boxes to have a concussion, but one. Almost had it.
Almost there,
almost
though.
Almost had it.
The brake at the end smashed into my helmet, almost giving me a concussion. So I told them I wanted off the mountain. They sent someone with an ATV to come get me. There were no doors or seatbelts, and that man drove super fast down the steepest slopes I have ever seen. I thought I was going to die in that ATV.
Okay, this is the most... I know I've said this many times throughout this podcast history, but this is the most dramatic fucking review.
It keeps going. Bottom line, if you have never ziplined before, do not have this be your first experience. Or your second or your third, I guess, in her case. And I do not think this park would ever have gotten the go-ahead to open in the continental United States. It is
Woof.
I know. I was like, okay, calm down. First the English-speaking thing, and now this. it is extremely unsafe. Yes, I know some readers out there will no doubt write and tell me that it is safe and that I should have known I would be rescued. But to you, I say, you weren't there. You will never know the fear I suffered. I have had no one give me any sympathy since this experience, and I am sick of it!
Oh my god.
Can you imagine on the third one, she's like, why is nobody giving me any sympathy? And they're like, you just keep going. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
And you're not helping your case with this whole, like, rant. Oh my god.
No one has given me any sympathy. I like to think that's also like her family. They're like, you are fine, mom. And I am sick of it. All you adrenaline junkies out there are entitled to have your fun. But I was not expecting anything like what I endured that day. The tour guide at my hotel did not properly explain what would be entailed. Probably because she did not speak sufficient English. So if
holy fuck, stop. You don't deserve sympathy if you talk like this.
No. Also, like, what did you, so you literally thought she said, like, oh, you're gonna get on a rope and fly through some trees to your left and right. Like, you thought that was a safe experience.
And also, you're not reviewing that hotel where employee, that, you're reviewing this place. Like, I'm sorry also if that. You think you were misled, and maybe you were a little bit, by this, by an employee of a different establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you shitting on this place for doing their thing?
That's what
I'm
saying.
I don't know. And she made it through it all safely.
Maybe her husband, like, orchestrated this and was like, hey, I know it would be really funny if you get her stuck halfway through the zip line and then try to launch her off the ATV. Okay. Let's see. Where am I? Oh, my. Okay. Probably because she did not speak sufficient English. So if you are just going to write and criticize me, save your breath. This post is just meant for others like myself who are not into extreme sports, but who just might otherwise think that ziplining at this park does not require extreme skill and coordination. Let me tell you, it does. If you hold the...
No, now she's admitting that she has neither skill nor coordination. What a bizarre review. This is all over the place.
Okay, but she gives an example of why it requires extreme skill and coordination.
I need to know.
Let me tell you, it does. If you hold the ropes at the wrong place, for example, you will lose your fingers.
I'm going to be honest. It sounds like if you listen to what the employees tell you to do and then do it, you'll be fine.
It would seem that way, in my opinion.
I don't think it takes skill to be like, oh, put my hands here this whole time. Okay. Oh, put my hands on your shoes? Okay.
That's like saying, like, I was in a roller coaster. It requires extreme skill and coordination. You're not allowed to put your hands into the metal area of the ride.
The two of us, we've skydived. We have skydived.
We have.
Did that
require... You don't believe us. I know.
Skill or coordination? Absolutely not.
No, not really. It just...
We have neither of those
things. It required
things,
a little bit, to do it. Like, enough fear to know that you had to do exactly what they said.
Yeah.
And we had plenty
of
that.
And we were literally strapped to other human beings.
Right.
So,
yeah. Who did everything. We just kind of floated there.
Exactly.
So, let me tell you, it does. If you hold the ropes at the wrong place, for example, you will lose your fingers. And yes, the workers there will tell you that. So be warned. This is not for the inexperienced or faint of heart. If you have a fear of heights, definitely do not go here. This is a great park for adrenaline junkies, but not for anyone who is not ready to die yet. End of review.
Wow. Only go to this park if you're ready to die, everyone.
Can you imagine Grandpa's like 95 and he's like, okay, it's my time. You need to fly me to Puerto Rico. Just bring my service dog with me so I can get on the ride.
Oh my lord.
Adrenaline junkie Grandpa. That was something. Yeah, that was a lot, I know, but I just couldn't. It kept getting worse.
And it's funny because so many other reviews were like, adrenaline junkies would hate this place.
Because it goes 5 miles per hour.
Yeah, and they're complaining, so many complaints about the ATVs going so slow.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to stay in a straight line. I kept getting scolded at. If you, and someone actually said, this is a place for grandmas and grandpas. Like, literally just, my God. People, you just can't win. Mm-mm. You just can't win with these people.
Yeah, some of them, I know I already said this, but we're like, for the ziplining one, like, my kids wanted to do a different ziplining course, and they wouldn't let them go by themselves they wanted the parents to be there too. I was like, yeah, your child is five. Maybe you should watch. Yeah, I don't know.
I was hoping my child would get severely injured, but these people just kept it from happening. I don't know what their problem is.
I wanted to lose him in the canopy of trees. So he would just plummet into the canopy, never to be seen again.
Jesus. That was very specific.
You said it first.
No, you made it. You took it too far.
Well, yeah, that's my job. Ugh. We need a redemption.
Only go if you're ready for your children to die. I'm sorry. Okay, this is a redemption that was actually sent in by Allie, who sent in a lot of things.
Yes, I actually used one of Allie's reviews later in my challenge, so thank you, Allie.
Yeah, thank you. So this is a redemption of Campo Rico Ziplining Adventure. This is a 5-star review by Dana. This was a great adventure. I am 53 and never liked heights. My daughter really wanted me to go with her, so of course I agreed to try it. Our guides were Alex, Jean, Jenny, and Miguel. They were funny, entertaining, and always made sure we were safe. I was not expecting rope ladders, but was even able to do that. It was hot and had just rained, so super slippery. We saw iguanas just chilling out. End of review.
Oh my god! That sounds like exactly the adventure park that I imagined.
Exactly. It's perfect.
Like, Miguel is there, so is Jenny, and there's some iguanas.
I think reading all these negative reviews, I pictured the worst places. And it sucks because, like, I'm sure they're not the worst, but in my head after reading all these reviews, I'm like, wow, I would never go there.
Same.
And now I read this review and I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot. This is just a real place that has crazies who review.
Totally. Because if you read like negative places of skydiving reviews, you're going to see the same thing of like, yeah, never, I'm never want to do, excuse me. I never want to do that. But they're everywhere. These 1-starers.
They're everywhere. Can't get rid of them.
Can't get rid of them. Okay, cool. Well, that was fun.
That was fun. That was a good one.
That was a good one. I liked it a lot. I don't want to go ziplining. I don't know. I'd rather go ziplining than go skydiving again.
I don't know if I'd go skydiving again. I'd recommend it to anyone, but I don't know if I'd do it again.
I don't think I even I just got so sick. I like puked when I landed because I was so car sick because he was spinning me around.
Yeah, that's true. Mine did not do that.
And I couldn't breathe, but that was like my own. I don't think I was trying too hard to breathe. And then you were like, no, you just open your mouth. And I was like, okay, but like, I just couldn't breathe. I don't know. I really struggled.
You know what? See, I didn't even think about breathing. I think that was the key. Like,
that was
honestly,
definitely the key. Because I stayed up all night the night before going, how am I going to breathe? And then when they asked any questions, I was like, hi, how do you breathe? And they're like, great question. You don't have to think about it. You just open your mouth. And so then I'm falling and I'm like, okay, don't think about breathing. And then I couldn't breathe and then I puked. So,
oh my God.
In that regard, I don't recommend it. But it was cool and I'm glad I did it. Never again.
Yeah, I don't think I'd do it again. I don't know if I wouldn't do like a mile long zip line, but I would probably do a different zip.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I would do a zip line.
That stuff also does scare me though. Like,
yeah.
I feel good. I went skydiving.
I feel like we did the thing. Like, we're good.
Yeah.
I would never go bungee jumping. No, thank you. Like off those cliffs where you like land.
No way.
Why would you do that ever? No.
No.
Okay. So my challenge. So Grace submitted this challenge idea. It's to find a review of a bakery by someone who wound up receiving something they didn't order.
Yes. How was that?
It was good. It was like definitely like a mid-range as far as challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Only because there were definitely plenty of reviews like this, but most of them were not very entertaining.
Okay.
You know, like people are like, oh, yeah. I just got like the wrong flavor, but oh well.
That happens.
You know?
That happens, unfortunately, yeah.
But there were definitely some good ones. And so this was a very, very solid challenge. And I will say also, so Grace had sent that on May 29th, and I didn't even see this, but on June 4th, Grace sent another email, which I hadn't read yet. So it has like some water parks in it. And then it says, congrats on the move, Christine. How you managed to keep it a surprise to everyone between two podcasts is a fucking mystery to me. A true champ. Yeet, Grace. So,
yes.
So I'm going to read my challenges here.
Okay.
This is a 2-star review of a place called Gorig's Bakery by Leah. I had a destination wedding in Jersey City and asked Gorig's Bakery to bake my cake. I dealt directly with Tom. We exchanged photos of cakes, emailed details, and spoke on the phone for at least 2 hours to discuss the final details. I should have signed a contract with him because I did not get the wedding cake I was expecting. The final product didn't look like anything what we had spoken about. We discussed bling, among other details, for my cake. I paid much more for this bling and I did not get it. In fact, I did not get anything I wanted. When I saw it, I wondered if the delivery guy dropped off the right cake. However, since I saw the cake as I walked into the reception, I had to brush it off and pretend everything was okay since I don't particularly care for the bridezilla attitude. I was sadly disappointed with my ugly wedding cake. Just thinking about it brings tears to my eyes. They should have given me at least a partial refund for not providing me what I asked for. Brides, go elsewhere. Tom, where is my bling? Don't promise me what you can't deliver. End of review. I feel for this person because
yeah,
that
I was
blows.
Gonna say that sounds shitty.
So I'm not saying at all that she's in the wrong, because if I got to my wedding and literally some ugly wedding cake were there, I'd be so upset.
I was gonna ask you how you'd feel because that sounds terrible.
It's like, just like you put so much time, energy, and money into like these little things, and you expect like, oh, the company's gonna take care of it, and then if they don't, and they don't give you a refund,
and you're ideally not gonna have another wedding. So
ideally.
Like,
yeah, and it's in all the photos, in general, I don't know. I just would be really bummed. And if I wanted bling all over my cake, which I certainly didn't, but if I did, and I'm paying for it, bling it up. Tom, where's my bling?
Come on, Tom, where's my bling?
I just love that was a separate paragraph. It just goes, Tom, where's my bling?
I love how it's like after the wedding's over, it's like, Tom, I still need that bling.
Yeah,
like,
bring it over, please.
Owner response though. I would
Nothing.
Expect something.
No.
Interesting. Okay.
I know. Tom is Tom took the bling and ran, probably.
Tom, if you're out there, send us the bling. Just send it to us.
We'll take it and deliver it to Leah. Don't even worry about it. Okay, so this one is like a little bit different. I just thought it was so ridiculous I had to keep it. This is a 1-star review of a place, a bakery called Crumbs and Doilies. And this is rather than like they got something they didn't order, they didn't get what they did order. Like they ordered something and didn't receive anything.
Oh, okay.
I know that that's not the challenge, but
that's okay.
You'll just see why I want to read this. Okay. This is 1-star by Lonnie. Terrible, terrible bakery, ruined birthday, backed out last minute of cake order. The tragedy of this site, TripAdvisor, is that you are obliged to give 1-star, as to have to give even an iota of one such star to Crumbs and Doilies is an injustice of obscene proportions. It's literally Top Hat Guy's back, like truly. It's obscene.
That's something.
Crumbs and Doilies claims to be a bakery. Personally, I think soulless sabotager of birthdays devoid of customer services would be a more apt and elucidating description. I ordered a birthday cake on their website. I also paid for said cake. My order and payment were confirmed via both the Crumbs and Doilies and PayPal websites. In my order, I left my personal phone number so I could be easily reached if there were any issue, and also stressed the importance of this cake for a very special birthday in the notes box. After receiving these confirmations, I was understandably shocked to return to my computer a few hours later to see a short email from Crumbs and Doilies saying they were unable to fill the order. The order that was to be delivered the following day, and was now far too late to be filled at any other bakery. There was no trying to make this right, no acknowledgement of the now cakeless birthday, nothing. Just a curt email message and a refund. They didn't even call to make sure I got the word right away, or was in any position to find an alternative bakery. Nope, they pretty much ensured I would be totally cakeless and unable to come up with any semblance of a solution. I immediately emailed back. I received no response. I then sent another. The response blamed me for placing the order. They took zero responsibility, didn't try to make it right, didn't call despite my pleading with them to do so. And there was, of course, no crumb of an apology.
Oh, boo.
On Monday, I received another email from, I think, the owner, Well, if it is the owner, then it is no wonder the employee was so rude and unreasonable, as this email was even more offensive. While saying that sometimes they do take last-minute orders and thus didn't block orders on the site, she screenshotted the note about orders needing to be in 3 days in advance. You yourself just admitted you disregard this disclaimer, so by your own admission, it means nothing. I am not a mind reader. Why not have a website that doesn't let people order after a certain time if the delivery cannot be met? Just about every pizza chain in the world doesn't let you order a pizza for delivery post-closing. Why not do the same? I think it is also important to note that the delivery address was within 5 minutes of their shop, and at no time did they try to offer any alternatives, such as delivering cupcakes to me instead. Nothing! They were not remotely interested in coming up with a solution. Just sending a constant barrage of either no or obscene customer blaming. Once Crumbs and Doilies confirmed the order, they should have tried to make it right, especially when the address I gave them was so convenient to them. To this day, they have never picked up a phone or in any remote way tried to make it right. As baked goods come from the heart, I am pretty sure their food is inedible, as they are without hearts. Truly pathetic showing. P.S. This is the first online review of anything I have ever penned. I felt morally obliged to do so, as I don't want anyone else to have their event ruined by such careless, irresponsible, and dishonest bakeries to whom a paid-for and confirmed order means absolutely nothing. End of review.
I hated that.
I will say there's a response from the manager, which I was so happy to see.
Good.
Manager says, "We're very sorry about this. The order was placed by an overseas visitor to our website at 10:30 p.m. UK time on a Friday night for delivery on Saturday morning. We do require 3 days notice on custom cake orders, which is clearly stated at the top of the order form and again alongside the delivery date picker. The customer's payment was refunded immediately, and we are very sorry not to have been able to help them make alternative arrangements on this occasion. All our bespoke cakes are made to order, which ensures they are always fresh and delicious, but it does mean that a bit of notice is required for custom orders, especially on weekends when we get very busy. We do not know of any bakery that would have been able to provide a bespoke cake on this timescale, and we did make every effort to refund the customer's payment and notify them within minutes of the order being placed, despite it being out of hours for us in the UK. End of response.
I mean, what a crazy... honestly, it's crazy. And when they were saying they didn't try to make it right, literally the moment that the money was yeah. refunded, it was made right.
And they also said it was within minutes, but then he explains that away by saying, well, I walked away from my computer. They should have called me to make sure I got the message. It's like, they sent you the message. That's enough of sending the message.
And them also saying, oh, the website shouldn't allow me to do this. Well, the website clearly states what you should and shouldn't do. And they're not your fucking, like, I don't know, like, be an adult.
Well, and then saying, like, oh, well, I know it says that, but you said you even disregard that. And they were like, no, only for, like, very special reasons. Like, not you.
Yeah. You're not. And that's something where if I were in that position, first of all, I would never put myself in that position, because that is very bold to assume that in that time frame you can get a custom cake. But
by the next
just
morning,
run to fucking Whole Foods and grab one. Like, come on.
That's like, the thing. It's like, he's like, oh, they should have just brought me cupcakes. I'm like, you should have gone and bought cupcakes. What are you talking
buy
about?
Some cupcakes, idiot.
Walk to the bakery and buy cupcakes.
I would never be put in this position, but if I happened to, like, put myself in this position and mess up like that, I would be embarrassed. If anything, I would be apologizing. I would feel, like, silly. I would feel apologetic. So the fact that he feels so entitled and so, like, worthy of more than what, like, more than a refund is wild.
Yeah.
Like, why?
I just...
Literally nothing you did deserves anything more than your money back. Like, you don't get some prize for acting.
And they were like,
did.
It was 10:30 p.m. and we went and emailed him anyway, even though we weren't working. It's like... Also, my question too is, I mean, this is the biggest mystery to me, is, like, very, very intentionally he does not say for whom the birthday cake was being being created, because he kept saying, or he said, I put in the notes that this was for a very special birthday. I mean, we agreed it was his birthday, right?
Yes.
Like, it had to be his birthday. Because I feel like I've read so many where it was like, my daughter's birthday. My 10-year-old daughter wanted this cake and they put it in purple instead of pink. Or
Yeah, because you tend to get more sympathy if you do something like that.
And you're more concerned, like, oh shit, now my kid's crying and I ruined her birthday. Like, that's more concerning, I would think, to a person than like, well, now I don't get the special bespoke cake I wanted for myself.
It's like the choosing beggars subreddit where people will like show like they're selling something on Facebook Marketplace and someone says, well, I'll give you hundreds of dollars less than what you're asking for, and they're like, no. And they're like, but my kid really wants it. He's crying right now. I told him he could have it, and now I told him that you said he can't have it, and he's crying, and he really wants
it. And look how you made him
feel. Just give it to me for that much money, and then, like, blaming them for their child, whatever. So anyway,
well, that happens a lot in the... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just surprised that person isn't saying something like that, which leads me to believe that, yes,
exactly, you're right, because this person would say, oh, you ruined my elderly mother's birthday, exactly, and now it's her last birthday on earth and you ruined it or something. And so the fact that he's not clarifying, like, he is the only one upset, I'm just like, I wonder so much who this is for. This bespoke cake. Also, who the fuck buys a birthday cake like 8 hours before on a Friday night and you need a Saturday morning?
You see, or it's someone who, like, see, that's the thing, is that then if they mention it's for someone else, then it's like, hey, look,
you're, I'm admitting, asshole.
I dropped the ball really hard, and I was supposed to get this done, and I didn't.
I can't
But
imagine.
I'm going to blame you.
This poor company.
And then link my friends and say, like, hey, look at this review I wrote, because look how terrible this company was.
And then, like, even the title saying, backed out last minute. It's like, they didn't back out last minute. You literally asked them last minute.
Technically, they did.
Right, exactly.
Because
exactly.
They were only given that last minute to
ruined birthday. Respond. Backed out last minute of cake order.
Ridiculous.
I'm like baffled that you would even think to write this. You're right. I would be so embarrassed. I'd be like, why would I expect bakers to, at 10:30 p.m., to start getting a cake ready for me the next morning? I can't. Anyway. So that was the big one. I know that was extremely long. I'm so sorry. Now this one was sent in by Allie B. I have two redemptions for you, and that's it. I don't necessarily know if they're redemption. They're redemptions. They're positive reviews.
Okay.
I just don't know if we really call them redemptions in the challenge, but I think after that last review, this is definitely a redemption. So this is this was sent in by Allie. Thank you, Allie. But it is a review by Yvonne of Sunset Bakery in San Francisco. And remember, now we're back to the actual challenge of receiving something you didn't order.
Well, I'm glad you had that.
I had to divert. It
actually was worth it, I think.
Oh, good. Because I couldn't live with that knowledge in my brain and not spread it to other people. Okay, Yvonne, 4 stars. I called the day of to buy a birthday cake for my mom, which everyone reading probably thinks I'm a horrible daughter for only ordering a cake the day of my mom's birthday, but in my defense, my family stopped doing birthday cakes a long time ago as we rarely finished them, but on a whim I thought, why not surprise mama with a cake? Anyways, I called in and the nice lady on the phone saved me a cake so I can pick it up at closing. I showed up and she confirmed the cake I ordered, white angel cake with strawberries and mama happy birthday on it. She then gathers 3 pineapple buns and put it in a bag, which I thought was odd, as no other customers were there, and I didn't order them. She puts them on top of the cake box and says she threw them in as they made it fresh and they're known for them and that it was free of charge. Okay, the Asian in me loves free, but even if it's free crappy food, I would be like, thanks but no thanks, and for this bakery to be an Asian-run bakery to hand out free buns, it was pretty awesome. I had one of the buns driving home, and I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty freaking good. It was great advertising for her, as now I'm going back for more. Her plan all along? Who knows, but that kind of customer service is appreciated. End of review.
Nice.
And that's an elite 2020 Yelper.
That's not what I expected, but I like it.
I just love, like, the mystery pineapple buns.
Yeah, I kind of want one now.
This, dang. Honestly, this whole challenge made me extremely hungry, which happens much anytime we do food. But especially these, because even if you get the wrong baked item, like, nothing was, like, rotten or had bugs in it. It was just, like, a different flavor cake. Mm-hmm. So nothing was, like, off-putting. Okay, now this is the last one, and this is just kind of, like, a side thing. I just thought it was so funny, and it kept coming up when I was researching. It was, like, a news article from a couple years ago. And this woman named Melon Jones, she tried to get a birthday cake made for her 2-year-old daughter's birthday, for her second birthday. And her daughter's name is Elizabeth. And she, or Liz, and she calls her Lizard. That's like her little nickname. And so,
oh my god, that is like the dream.
It's the best nickname, right?
Well, actually, no. It should be the opposite way, where you should name your child Lizard, and then they'll go by Liz because they'll be so embarrassed. And everyone's like, "Oh, short for Elizabeth," and they'll say, "No, short for Lizard."
Yeah, right. Or you could go by, you could be like, "Oh, hi, I'm Elizabeth," and they're like, "Oh, Elizabeth." Be like, yes, it's short for Lizard. Never mind, that doesn't make any sense. Okay.
I literally said the same thing, but making more sense.
I was flipping it. I know, never mind. Okay. Never mind. Because nobody would expect Elizabeth. Okay, never mind. It literally makes sense.
Yours the point is no one expect Liz right. to be short for Lizard.
I know, yours made more sense. Yours made the only sense. Mine made no.
Thank you. Thank you.
So anyway, she goes and she's like, oh, I wanted to get a cake for my daughter. I think it's from Walmart. Said happy birthday Lizard, which I think is so cute. I'm gonna send you a picture because the girl is so cute. So happy birthday Lizard. And then she brings a cake home, she picks it up, brings it home, and opens it up, and it says happy birthday loser. And she's like, I opened it and at first I was in shock, and she's like, and then I couldn't stop laughing. And so she says, it's still pretty crazy to me. This is from an article. It's still pretty crazy to me. Sometimes when funny things happen, you wonder if it's funny to anyone else, but apparently it's funny to a lot of other people, which blows my mind. And so this post went viral a couple years ago. I'm sending you a picture of this little girl standing in front of a cake that says happy birthday loser, and she's like, some people
oh my god, the little pout.
She's so cute.
That is really cute.
But she said she's like, she can't even read, so like she doesn't know that it says loser. Like, we didn't tell her her cake said loser, because a lot of people were like, how dare you do that to your child? And she's like, listen, it was not on purpose. Yeah, like,
oh my god, people.
But she's like, she just happened to be standing that way, like looking defeated in front of the cake.
That would make me, if that happened to me, like if I had a daughter named Lizard and they said loser, it would make me so happy.
Oh, I think it's like the funniest thing ever. Yeah,
because I would want to do that for my child, call them loser, but I would know that that's not an okay thing to
the
do.
Walmart lady,
so
called
the bakery
you a loser.
Does it by, or the, does it by accident, it's better.
But also, that's such a good story growing up, like, yeah, then in that, 10 years is. You or not maybe 20 years you can get them a case that says happy birthday loser again. I think that's so like, cute.
If Lizard grows up to be some sort of like artist, that would be a great album cover.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
Hey, if we become like artists, that. We could take that and make it an album cover.
Let's do it.
Happy birthday, Lizard, we'll call it. Anyway, so that's all. I just thought that was a cute little ending.
Yeah.
You guys, if you want to see the photo, Google it. Just write in happy birthday, Lizard. It's very funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's all that I have.
That was solid. I like that. That was fun, too. That was a nice uplifting.
I feel like they were a little bit lighthearted compared to some of the stuff we've covered recently.
Very. So our theme for next week, we are going from Puerto Rico to another territory.
Ooh, Guam.
Our theme, what?
Guam.
Yes.
Ooh.
Our theme is scuba diving in Guam.
Okay. Well, we're being very
because there are a lot of
adventurous.
Like scuba tours. I don't know what we'll call the title of the episode exactly, but yeah, scuba diving. Because apparently there are like some shipwrecks and stuff.
Cool.
That people like scuba to. So I think this could be kind of cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. Have we gone scuba diving? No.
No.
We've gone snorkeling.
That's something that requires actual training.
You mean, I'm sorry, do you mean extreme skill and coordination?
Yes. Yes, exactly what I mean.
Okay. I'm excited for that. I feel like we're like experiencing summer without leaving our homes since we can't.
We've done like water parks. We've done.
I think we're trying to say something with our own sad challenges or our own sad themes.
It's all out of desperation.
Very desperate people we are. Okay, this is a challenge. It was sent in by Elijah, who says, I'm a new patron. So first of all, thank you, Elijah, so much for your support.
Thank you. Welcome.
Oh, Elijah's a teen.
We are allowing teens now.
That's right,
though,
especially
right?
That if they're paying us.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. So let's see. Elijah says, find a review where the experience makes the reviewer want to never return to an entire state or country.
Holy shit. That's hilarious. That's That's the kind of dramatic shit that we love on this
like,
show.
Like, there's going to be nothing Elijah. That's boring, I think, in those, hopefully. Like
Elijah, you get what we're going
Elijah
for here.
Get it, gets
oh,
it.
Boy.
And then Elijah says, hope this helps. You guys are awesome. P.S. Eek!
No.
That was for you, Elijah.
I hate that. Okay, I wish you... I hate you now, Elijah. I'm just kidding. That's a great one. Okay, that'll be fun.
I'm excited. All right, well then, we'll meet up soon and, you know, find some cool treasures underwater.
Yeah, let's go find some treasures and some hateful people. Talk to you next week with those great reviews.
Bye.
Bye.